to the one episode. Is it the one episode?
It is the one episode.
Yeah, the one episode, man.
Also, it's hot.
It's hot. It's scary.
It's just me. It's just me. And I'm back, guys.
Take
I know
off
you
all
missed
of your
me. Whoa. Hey.
Not right
take
now.
Take it slowly, daddy.
Listen, my name is Big C.
Neville.
Ashley.
And the young man.
Can I just say, fuck out of here, man.
Doesn't it feel good?
Oh, my God.
Man. If you're wondering so why good. They're aggressive,
no.
It's because guys tell their tongues the whole day and now they can't wait to express.
No, it's because
so
of
you're
the
gonna
economy,
have an interesting
man.
Episode.
It's because of the economy. I was just like, whew.
No, I just want to see up a man say, yo, Afrobeats versus dancehall was lit. A lot of people out there love us, man. They like, I could barely dance because Mali to look at my car. The guys who are just passing over there are like, yo, man, we love what you guys are doing.
Oh, yeah. This,
keep
oh,
doing what you're
immense.
Doing. Yo, that was very humbling for me, man.
It was immense.
Lakiri!
I had the girlies screaming for me. I had to tell some of them, breathe.
God
breathe.
Damn, for real?
So I was like, where are my homies?
Damn, why are you screaming for?
Calling you guys at what concert?
Hey, bro, I told you to get away from there, my piano table. You missed the dance
yo,
table.
For context, make sure you check out the main episode.
My table lady.
Yeah, it was. But yeah.
So now, this is the thing.
Yeah, talk to us,
Nairobi has a lot of beautiful women.
Kabisa, capital
period.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
And you guys stand on that business, manze. I love it for you.
Fact.
But why you gotta look that good, manze? This is the thing. Pale kwenye mtandao, first of all, babes, you talked about this. Please tag your friends. Tafadhalini. Mkienda event, mchukue ma photos, nini. Tag the fellow girl them. But I have a question for Ashley and everybody else. Feel free to jump in. Mkiwa kwenye concert, me and my homie were having this conversation because we found ourselves in this situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is a group that, man, there were some very paying babes over there, but there's one who had really caught one of our attention, man. So we were like, what's the plan here? Because she's in a group, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not that your group of girlies, no, it's balanced. So could be anything going on over there. The same way anybody outside looking at us hanging out as a crew could say, could be anything going on over there. We don't know exactly because we don't know what we don't
lots
know.
Lots of things going on. Not any confirm.
Never take it. So me and him found ourselves in this situation where we were asking ourselves, at what point do you make a move, get from your crew, go over there, and she's still part of that crew? Because mimi playbook yangu ingesema, maybe wait sazile ameji isolate na group yake. Maybe she's going to buy a drink or going to the washroom or something, and not in a creepy way. But
yeah, I was gonna say that might come off a little creepy.
No, because maybe she doesn't like see you. She just bumped into you. You just bumped into her. Could be anything, right? So not in a creepy way. Get on the business, like find out the name, blah blah blah. Find out what's going on with the situation so that you're not stepping, you know, on anybody's boundaries. But that did not happen the whole time she was there with the crew. So me in my mind,
went and approached
so nobody
her.
Went.
Shame.
So exactly.
What do you mean?
This
shame?
Is the reactions I wanted.
What do you mean?
Now,
shame? Why?
No,
because she's in a group
and
she will not be accessible.
Say
thank you. Ashley, I love that we are having this conversation. Let's go.
Unless mnyinyi munipati authorization, Ashley always end up.
Bro, I'll even sweeten the deal for you. No, Nev. I'll sweeten the deal for you. Ashley, do you remember that time during that other alcohol fest that you and I went for and you blamed me since 2018?
I did.
That I have been cock blocking you.
That one you cock blocked me.
Because I was there with you.
That one you cock blocked me.
No, that's
so
what.
Then you have to stand on that.
No, but at the same time, see, if he approached me the way, I would have been very receptive, right? So for me, how I look at it is just approach, be like, hi. Then you say hi to the actual person that you want to say hi to.
But
be like, hey, I think you're very beautiful. Mm. I just wanted to come and tell you, like, small, what's your name? She tells you her name, you move on, you go like, hi, cool, can I hit you up on Instagram? Can I have your handle?
Hey, come at Chakula Farasi.
That is very lovely. And that is very ideal, but what? Ashley, say, yeah. No, don't mind him.
Hey,
don't mind
him. Yo. Hey. You got to, you know, you guys.
I tried. I really tried.
Listen, that is how you catch the attention. You know.
Not, yeah, thank
Bluetooth
you.
Bluetooth connected. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hey, come to Kulea for us. Listen, you've already, her friends are saying, what? Oh my God. You know, they're reacting. You're dead as the woman, right? Me and this homies who are here, actually, they're just like, oh my God. he's so whack. Me, I've already told you. Type your number, girl.
Because I could take you.
Thank you.
I could take you horse riding.
Do you see what I'm saying? That's why this man naked. He understands. Listen, the audacity is key.
You know not everybody has nuclear bombs.
Sometimes it's audacity, sometimes it's not. Can I tell you something? Let me tell you. Their homies are probably finding this shit so bloody entertaining. Okay? Let me tell you, the amount of times men have approached me and my... Majority of my friends are niggas, right? 99% of my friends are niggas.
Yes.
Am I lying?
No, you're not lying. It's true. But proceed.
Yeah, proceed. Let's.
The amount of times, every single time a man them approaches, even my friends usually chacha him, they go like, you know, this is entertainment for them.
But you're not factoring one thing, Ashley. Who is approaching you?
Yeah. It's not usually the ones.
Who is approaching you? It's not the regular niggas approaching you, Ashley. Mm-hmm. That's when your double standard comes in.
Oops.
And also again,
so then you should not consider your zero. Privilege.
Let me work my point, right? Let me work my point. It's I love the situation that you set up earlier on, but the thing that you're not factoring in is you are not approachable in that situation. Yeah. So you can't expect a guy to approach you when you are not approachable. For most part, it's idealistic for you to think, just come say hi. Listen, you don't know what's going on. But
if I give you those eyes.
No, eyes.
Give the eyes, yes. But also, and this was why I brought up the conversation. Nisaidie nikukatie.
Yeah, okay, help no, yeah,
me,
I feel you.
Help me nikukatie pia we mwaze. Don't sit there as a sitting duck
like,
and you're
like,
just waiting to get shot and you don't move in the midst of other ducks, bro.
But also,
you know,
but also,
so that was my point. Like, you know, uki notice, sasa, umekuwa naka, exchange over there, maybe there's some tension. Also make that move if I don't take advantage of that situation.
Or do something to lead
you. But you know, give me some.
Okay,
listen,
I get you.
Listen, as grown men and women, if I'm coming to you with intent, you can read the intent in my going of how I'm approaching you. You could have Nev, Andy by your side, even Austin, you know, Baba theirs over there.
Wow.
You get
celibacy 101.
And you know, for real, like if I walked up to you, Ashley, and you had like 10 men deep, and you're just like,
not the stop.
And I come crack the dumbest joke.
Yeah. Hey, OSC. Hey,
come on, Chocolat Ferocity.
I know that was funny, right?
But you see, the good thing is this, right? Like, I could actually come and ask you for your number. And all of these guys will be like, you know, probably I don't know what your relationship is with them, but you don't want them dissing you. You know, that kind of thing. No, but me, I'll just be like, hey, listen, you never know. Maybe today you were just on a... Your gate was open.
Anyway, it's all right.
So you're making that move.
Bro, yeah, why not? Nah. Bro, life ni moja bana.
Exactly, my point. Like, life ni moja. It's not worth it.
Have you seen how...
You guys started this pod by saying there were so many babes in whatever.
But you're waiting for them to drop the handles.
Bro,
because we don't know who they are. How else are we gonna know, nigga?
Yeah,
plus it's also a respect.
I had a homie of mine who was next to me who was like, bro, me and wifey ain't feeling each other's vibe.
Damn, you're a snitch,
but bro, listen, I must get numbers. He's like, I must get numbers. The guy was deciding, bro,
your homies were looking kind of nice, even me, you know.
Nakwambia hiyo meza ya mapiano ilikuwa na koskeos.
Yeah, I walked up there, they were giving me eyes. I'm just like,
una misbehaving.
It's because I spent a whole hour behaving, my friend.
But yo, yeah, man.
So you are not agreeing with us, like, nisaidie nikukatie.
No, nisaidie nikukatie, yes.
Because
even for me, for
you in that situation, what would you do?
Like, even before a man walks up to me, I've already given him the hints. I've looked at him, you know, I've... You know, kind of winked at him or whatever. I've given the
height.
Made it a bit obvious.
I made it a little bit obvious. Also, when I see you seeing me, I'm gonna keep that.
Calm down.
What shit did he say?
He said, "Flush your titties."
Like, calm down. You're a bit on weekend cast. He's gone overboard.
You're a bit washa.
You're
a bit washa.
But I understand. I totally get
it. What day is it?
Tuesday.
It's a Thursday. But then you had an opportunity to holler at niggas like that.
How?
It's Tuesday.
At Afrobeat.
Yeah.
What day is it? Guys, like,
Titty Tuesday.
No,
No. But anyway, yes, I agree. In this day and age, at least drop me a clear hint.
Yeah. Even like a double
then
look.
I'll,
like
then
a
I'll move. Make
yeah,
the
like,
move.
Yeah, like,
I see you seeing like me. Venant. I see you seeing me.
Man, take it.
Appreciate.
No. Take it.
Venant made me so happy. Venant came and he was just like, I love this girl. I was like, oh, I love you too, baby. You are the life of the party.
So, babes, man, I'm going to
yeah, drop something.
It's also nice. It's also good.
But also, talking about that event also, can we talk about the Mandem Kidogo too?
Oh, yes. Oh, we didn't talk about this on the main pod.
But let's just address it, Kidogo. Yo, we appreciate all the Mandem who tune in, of course, to the mics are open, who appreciate what Calvin, Jimani, Austin, Byron, Grouchy, Andy, and myself do. We appreciate it. We love you so much. But at the same time, one, we know we say a lot of inspirational things, you know, once or twice, you relate to us, you know, we bond, you feel as if we are relatable.
Choose your next words very carefully. Yeah. The contrast.
But, like, when we are in the dance, tukiwa shere, tukiwa groove, it's not the time for serious talk. Don't pull me aside and be like, hey, Neville, that thing that happened that year, oh, it was very, oh, but the bounce back, oh, you start a lot of story. Yeah, it's good, those words, but the setting and the time is the wrong place. You know, ni kama kuulizia threesome kanisani. Like, inakuwa noma. You can't do that. Wow. Alafu number two.
Sister Mary, Sister Grace. Tupatane jume attend for.
And number two, our male audiences also, the we love you too, but express your love.
Hey,
in
bro, kuna boys kidogo aninwe kutoka VIP and nirushe hivi ndani ya
regular. Like, my personal space. Like,
valid point.
Yes, like, we
I
love you.
I had someone grabbing, but no, actually, funny enough, I think we get a lot of love and a lot of it is very respectful.
Yes, it
like,
is
right?
respect. Yeah. Lots of it.
But
what kidogo to? I'm
that okay. was a guy who he kept trying to make me greet his hand. I'll say hi to you, babes. I'll say hi to you. But don't. Don't grope me.
Yeah. Yeah. Respect us the way we respect you by giving you this awesome content, loving you so. Kindly, don't grab us in.
But those people love us, man. Yo, the male audience.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wild.
Yo, a female grabbed my... Man. Anyway, that one I will not report it, but yes. But
what party one. Were you guys at?
Hey, to the corner moja, too.
The ladies were whining, bro. The ladies were... I love that the whole Nairobi was there.
And male booties,
oh, they're nice. I like a man's booty.
No,
do you have a nice booty you're in?
No.
Please, let's stay away from that part.
But with consent.
Yes.
Let's stay away from that one.
Listen, I'd love to stay longer and talk to you lots.
All right, so
but I've got to see a dog about a man.
Do tell.
So,
shed some light.
Huh? What did you say?
Wait, I'm to an international school. Everyone do what
yes. You've dropped it, but now for the audience also, man. Just so umesema nini.
Kuna yule mse ako kule nyeri.
Tu umesema nini sasa?
Dictionary, my G.
They don't come to us to go to
a dog.
Expound more on that, bro.
You may want Peter.
No, says it to me, Pata, bro.
Yeah, like, what but when
I want to anyeri manze na kuza krisi.
You are governor.
Simple.
I'm going
to see a dog about a man.
Yeah.
Bye.
Let's leave it at that, manze. Yeah. My name is Andy Young.
Ashley.
Neville.
Big C.